When the people therefore had seen the sign which Jesus worked, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who has come into the world." My dear friends in Christ, on this fourth Sunday of Lent, often called Laetare Sunday from the first word of today's introit, which means to rejoice, the church gives us an opportunity to rejoice for a little bit in the midst of our fasting and penances. We've just reached the halfway point of Lent, and so this Sunday is meant to be an encouragement for us to continue on in our Lenten resolutions as Easter is drawing nearer and nearer. And this is why the church employs, or rather allows, in the liturgy for today, the use of rose vestments instead of violet, and also the playing of the organ also permits flowers on the altar, whereas on other Sundays, these would be forbidden during Lent. Now, I'm sure all of us can use a bit of encouragement these days, especially with the situation in the world today. And this Sunday is intended to be an encouraging one. I think I'll take this opportunity to speak about confidence in Almighty God. When we look at the gospel for today, we see these crowds of people who flock to our Lord for one reason or another. Some for the purpose of being healed from their illness. Others perhaps simply to listen to what he has to say. But nonetheless, they all flock to our Lord for one reason or another. And our Lord, seeing this great multitude, he turns to his disciple Philip and he says, "What should be done? How are we going to feed all of them?" Now this was to test Philip's confidence in his divine master. Then Andrew, another disciple, says, "Well, this young boy here has 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. But what are these among so many? How are we going to feed 5,000 men alone, let alone women and children? How are we going to feed them all with this?" And this teaches us a very important lesson, especially for today. That lesson is confidence in Almighty God. How often we fret and panic over little details in life. Maybe it's that house party we're getting ready for, birthday party or whatever, and we're not sure if we're going to have enough food for our guests, and we start panicking. Or maybe the house is not clean and people are going to be showing up in an hour. Okay, these are little things. Maybe even more on the practical side. Maybe we start panicking over the rise of gas prices. Maybe not sure if we're going to be able to make it by with our income. Maybe not be able to pay the bills. Not be able to put enough food on the table for the family. Perhaps our car breaks down and not sure how we're going to get by for a while. Well, we should try placing our trust and confidence in Almighty God and less confidence in ourselves. Almighty God is always happy and generous to help those who are generous in the service and put their trust and confidence in them. And this is something I've always found very fascinating, is that those souls who are habitually charitable and for the service of others, striving to be Christ-like, when they find themselves in times of need, there's always going to be someone there to help them. This is God's way of saying, "Thank you for trusting me, for putting your confidence in me, and just doing God's will, doing the holy will of God." And our Lord tells us in sacred scripture, "Be not solicitous, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed?' For after all these things the heathen seek." Now obviously our Lord's not not condemning eating and drinking, buying clothes, these things are necessary. He's simply saying this should not be our primary focus in life, which very oftentimes is. We get so caught up with what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, what we're going to put on, that we need to have that higher purpose. This reminds me of a little story, and forgive me if I mentioned this before, but it shows God's providence to those who love Him and do His holy will and trust that He will take care of their needs. This was many years ago, probably about 2007, 2008. The church in Omaha at the time was steadily growing. And it was around this time that we started welcoming boarding students from out of state. Now, at the time, we didn't have as many sisters as we do today. And so many of our missions did not have schools. And so parents, rather than sending their kids to or public school, if they were not able to homeschool, then they would send them to Omaha. And it was around this time, parents, as I mentioned, were sending their kids to Omaha, and at the time it was a parishioner that had kind of volunteered to take them in and bring them to school and back, and that way at least they were able to attend a Catholic school. But as the excitement for that or demand for that was growing, that was not going to be sufficient because there was kind of a growing increase of interest in boarding school. And it was right around this time that there was a property right next to the church that was going up for sale. It was kind of like an old apartment for low income, and it had some extra land attached to it with garages and such. Now, this was right next door to the church, and the priest and the bishop were thinking, well, this would be very, very nice to have. Obviously, they could help expand the school and allow also for border boys to come using that building. But they simply didn't have the money at the time. So they were going to leave these things in God's hands, and if it was God's will, then He would give them a sign. So they prayed about it, and they left it in God's hands. Now, this property, they were asking $220,000 for. As I mentioned, they simply didn't have the money. And so they prayed about it, and within a very short time, there was a parishioner that had passed away, benefactor, and she left in her will to the church a large sum of money. It's $220,000. So that was just enough to purchase the property. That was too clear a sign from God to use it for anything else. So they bought the property, and then they ended up converting those garages into what are now classrooms. As the school was expanding at the time, they used to have school in the basement of the church. There was a couple of classrooms down there. But now, as the parish was growing, that's the parish hall, they needed the extra room to expand. So those walls were knocked out, and now the basement of the church is more open and accommodable for larger parish. But it's not so much the material aspect of this story that is so significant, but rather the spiritual good that has come from that ability to expand. Now, I know for myself, I went to school at Omaha, I grew up in Omaha, I had the seminarians there, and that was a large part of the reason why I'm here today was their example. When I was in high school, I would go recreate with them, go sing with them, join in on various functions. And I believe just that And a good example led me to where I am today. A number of factors, of course, God's grace ultimately. But through the boarding school, there have been a number of vocations from students all around the country that come, and they get to see, although in, you know, not directly, they get to live in get a sense of what the seminary life is like. And I think many of them become inspired and end up pursuing that path themselves. Now back to kind of the topic of today's sermon about treating things properly, not making these trivial things, making a big deal about them, or blowing them out of proportion. We need to have priorities. Now, we need to ask ourselves, where are my priorities? Do I have my priorities lined up properly? Or perhaps, do I place too much emphasis on food and clothing and worldly things, and not enough emphasis on a spiritual life? We need to place our trust in Almighty God and put our spiritual life as our number one focus, our primary focus in life. That's ultimately why all of us are here, to know, love, and serve God, so that we can be happy with Him forever in heaven. The Lord says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all for the Lord Jesus Christ. We put our trust and confidence in Almighty God, simply live to know, love, and serve Him, and all things are going to work together for good. Now, we may have many battles to face to get there, but Almighty God will guide us through if we place our trust and confidence in Him, striving to keep His commandments every day, and making as best as possible that image of Christ shine through you. Now, on a natural level, and even on a supernatural level, there's a lot to be concerned about with the situation in the world today. More importantly, we should be concerned of our spiritual salvation, and that's where we put that trust and confidence in Almighty God. If we do God's will, He's going to protect us from any dangers that come along the way. But the secret to becoming a saint, as I said, that simple, loving trust and confidence in Almighty God. Our Lord, in His divine providence, He knows all of our needs, He knows all of our trials, all of our temptations. He knows what we need in order to persevere. He's never going to give us a cross too heavy to carry. And yet, He wonderfully provides for all of our needs. Maybe not always temporally. Maybe we'll have to go through some challenges in this life, because it's not in accord with God's divine plan. Perhaps if we had a luxurious and easygoing lifestyle, He knows that we would drift off and maybe stop going to church and live a godless life. Perhaps it's a challenging life that keeps us on our knees and keeps us trusting in God's divine providence that He's going to take care of us. But the fact is that God will always take care of His loving children if we're faithful to Him. He tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His justice, and all these things will be added unto you. And that's life, the purpose of life in a nutshell. We were not just plopped on this earth for no reason, without purpose. No, God has a purpose for each and every one of us. And yet, we all have different talents and abilities. We all play some part in this grand scheme of things. And St. Teresa, the little flower, she puts it very beautifully using the description of a bouquet of flowers. Now, each of us, we might be some different flower. If we were all a rose, or even just think of when you go out into nature, if the only flower that ever existed was a rose, it would become kind of boring. But it's because it's contrasted with other flowers that it kind of brings out that beauty. Same thing when you look at a bouquet of flowers. If you had only roses, no baby breath or any other thing to bring out that beauty, it's kind of plain. It's the same thing with all of us here. We all have our own different talents and abilities, but we should use whatever God has given us for His greater honor and glory. Now, when we die, we're not going to be able to take anything with us. We're not going to be able to, you know, bring our home or our video games or our car. None of that's going to matter. But what does matter is our soul, because our soul is immortal. It never dies. So that is our main goal in life, to keep our soul spotless before God. And we do that by loving God, putting Him first in life, placing our trust and confidence in Him that He's going to take care of us. And when we die, there might be a lot of people at our funeral to pay their respects. Maybe a lot of friends and family that we knew during life. But think about it. A year after we die, we'll be lucky if a handful of people come and visit our grave every once in a while. And maybe 20 or 30 years down the road, we'll be lucky if anyone remembers us or to even think of us to pray for us. And I think that will help us realize our purpose in life. All that's going to matter when we die is the condition of our soul at the moment of death. And that should help us to overcome any human respect, any poor conditions in this world, that hope of that life eternal. All our friends, all our money that we have, beautiful house, fancy car, none of that's going to matter when we die. And so it is that we remind ourselves of this scripture quote often. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His justice, and all these things shall be added unto you.